Friday.
Friday on a Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
Friday
It's a good Friday as well, if you're celebratory and you celebrate those sort of things. Indeed. Welcome to Good Friday, Jason Friday.
Thank you so much.
This must be a special day for you.
It is a very, very special, great Friday.
A good Friday for Jason Friday equals a great Friday.
That's right.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we play some cool jams. Like to start off with Radiohead. That is Down is the New Up, and that was on that In Rainbows Disc 2. I have some exciting news, Jason.
Okay.
I got to chat with Justin Vernon from Bon. you know how we've heard people, so he's in a band, his artist name. What do you call that? Stage name.
Stage name.
Bon-Iver. We won't say it.
Right.
But we've heard over the years people say it in different ways that is incorrect.
That's very correct.
So I wanted to, since I was talking to the source, I wanted to get to the bottom of how you pronounce Bon-Iver, the musician, the artist. And here it is.
Bon Iver. It's okay. Some people say Bon Iver or call me Mr. Bon. That's all good, too.
We often scream out, Bon Iver, because we've heard DJs all over the country say, you know, when you first came out with the name, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I think we could still scream out, Bon Iver.
Bon.
Does people call him Bon? That's very strange.
It's very it's a good one.
Excuse me, Mr. Bon.
Mr. Iver.
Mr. Bon would be better.
Mr. Bon Iver.
Okay, so while I was chatting with him, first of all, he was super cool. While I was chatting with him, you know one of my favorite songs is R.E. Stax.
Yep.
And I had a very particular question that I wanted to ask him about a character in that song. Your song, R.E. Stax. Okay, my favorite. Yep. I love the imagery of, and I'm a big Crow fan. I've got a crow feather tattoo.
You know.
I love the line, there's a black crow sitting across from me. His wiry legs are crossed. He is dangling my keys. He even fakes a toss. I'm wondering, what's that crow up to now? And who is the crow?
I think the crow is me. Or it is, you know, what do you call them? Symbols, emblems, like out in the world. I'm trying to think of a better word. But that crow, when I see a crow now, I think that he's changed. He's grown. I got one in my yard that's always cackling on in Los Angeles, and he sounds happy. He sounds like he's real chatty, and that he's made it. He's made it from Wisconsin to Los Angeles.
That's so great. I love how they say crows remember you. So do you think that the little guy knows who you are? He's like, hey man, you're back.
1,000%. He comes and says hi to me. I'm like, when I get to my little yard, I'm in this fenced in place. It's like the skunk and owl, and they all come running. It's like the most cabiny place I've ever lived, ironically.
Thank you. That is Bon Iver and R.E. Stax. Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We were chatting. I had a chat with Justin Vernon from Bon Iver, and we got down to some serious business. He actually allowed me to interview him and then agreed that I could publish it, unlike other artists that we've come across this week.
Unfortunate, I know.
Yeah. So as you might imagine, Jason, I know you weren't there and you were very jealous.
I was.
somehow Sad Songs and Radiohead came up while we were chatting.
Oh.
It's odd how when you can be in a dark place that sort of a dark song can heal you. What's a song that you turn to when you're not feeling great and you're really just trying to get some kind of musical medication?
Yeah, there's some good repeaters, I call them. And sometimes like the one that was happening a lot this last year is Long Distance Love by Little Feat. I just like would listen to it on repeat over and over and over again. And it would just change my mood. It would just make me feel like it would nod my head and it would just give me the mean grin, you know? And it would just, it was healing. It was medicine.
Hello, you're a missing person, this is, what is it that you need? I said, whoa, I need a soul. They said, you got to stop your pleading, 'cause no matter what you do, even pray. I'm so sad to hear the news. Help a wanted, but not enough. You know these times are getting rough. 'Cause no matter what I do, I even pray to heaven above. All I ever get from her is long distance love.
You have a lifetime. You can hear The Weekend Knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. The Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
That song kind of fades out a little weird.
Funky Monkey.
Maybe that's just the version that I downloaded. That is Mona Lisa Twins covering the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind. Do you have any idea why I might have played that today?
No, not a bit.
It's Friday, and it's Good Friday as well for those who celebrate.
Of course.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
So as you know, Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. The last two Fridays were Pledge Drive Central. We do need to do some thank yous.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
For everyone who donated. We really knocked it out of the park. It really, you know, it's not the easiest time to ask for donations or subscriptions
right.
for public radio. But you guys really stepped it up. And it really, it's so much fun. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who contributed.
Absolutely. It means a lot to me. It's, coming in and giving my time to help out and as much as I can. I would love to do way more than I already did, even though I, you know, threw in.
I
feel like I rocked it.
Like
I rocked it. Yeah.
Pat, if you're listening, Jason Friday put in an extra effort and did very well with me.
Yeah.
We do want to congratulate Kimberly Farron is the person that won that bid to hang with us. So that's coming up next week.
Oh, yes.
We're doing this really, really fun wine and food experience And that is thanks to Vic Winery. So we're going to be hanging out with Kimberly and guest.
Can't wait.
That's going to be fun.
Yep.
We also, someone, I don't have their name. I can look it up. I don't have their name handy, but we also had someone bid to sit in with us.
Oh, that's right.
So that's going to happen as well. Coming up on the program, okay. So we had Justin Vernon on the show,
right.
Chatting a little bit. We did an album dive into his new record from Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Next week, do you know the artist Joe, D-J-O?
I love DeJoe.
So Joe is actually also an actor. He is on the show Stranger Things. He's also in Fargo, I guess.
Right.
We haven't watched that yet. We do need to watch it. But he has a brand new record, his third album called The Crux. Now, if you'll remember, dear listener, he had a song called End of the Beginning. It's has been streamed, I think, 1.5 billion times, the most streamed song in the world in 2024.
Holy moly.
60 billion views on TikTok. That
what?
Song went viral.
What?
So that was from his last album called Decide. He has a new album called The Crux. We are going to do an album dive into that record. It's a really fun record. We're going to do a dive into it next week, but we like to tease it on a Friday.
Yeah.
So a song off that record is coming up as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Welcome aboard Flight 885 with full service across the globe. In-flight entertainment includes Jet Into Work, featuring Jet from More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet. With daily departures at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, there are many options when flying. Thank you for choosing SoCal Sound.
Thanks to our friends at Yamava Theater, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see Gary Clark Jr. on April 25th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at axs.com. Gary Clark Jr., Yamava Theater, April 25th.
Support comes from the Bank of America Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks, presenting comedian Tom Papa April 26th. With more than 20 years as a stand-up comedian, Tom Papa brings his humor with big-hearted observations of the human condition. Tom Papa and his Grateful Bread Tour performs April 26th at the Bank of America Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some record releases that are coming out this week. Neil Young is releasing Coastal, the 11-song live soundtrack album. Julian Baker and Torres are going to drop Send a Prayer My Way. Articulate Excuses from J.P. Sachs will come out. Tunde Adebimbe, lead singer of TV on the Radio, is releasing the album The Black Bolts. And Rhiannon Giddens and Justin Robinson have partnered up for What Did the Blackbird Say to the Crow? For more news and information you can use, listen to More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday from 7 to 10 a.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's Friday, I'm in Love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on The SoCal Sound.
Last minute, I know you're probably on your way, but we're not
That is Joe, or DJO. That's Joe Keery. The song is Charlie's Garden, and the album is The Crux. We're going to be doing an album dive into that next week, so tune in every weekday just after 12 noon. We were talking about how one of his songs went like crazy viral, and Jason's just going to play a little clip. I can't speak.
It's okay. Here you go.
Yeah, that song just went crazy.
So crazy. I can't even believe it. Blows my mind.
Okay, by the way, I failed to mention this hour that you're listening for a cover song of Neil Young this hour. So there's only so many minutes left in the hour, so it's got to be coming up. Am I right?
Right.
As soon as you hear that song, you're going to call up if you would like to go to this. It's a special like listening party next Wednesday.
Oh, that's cool.
I believe the date is the 23rd, happening at the Village Recorder. There's a brand new covers record called Heart of Gold, Volume 1. And Courtney Barnett's going to be performing. So when you hear a cover from Neil Young happening between now and 2 o'clock, you are going to call. The first caller is going to grab these tickets. And once I pull up this phone number, I can give it to you so you can have it, you can have it jotted down. I gave it out a little bit earlier. I do know for a fact, I'm killing time while I'm looking this up. I do know for a fact. I just looked this up the other day. What is happening? Okay, it is 818-677-3090. Don't call that number now. You got to wait for the Neil Young cover song.
Right.
818-677-3090. That's coming up. Okay, I got an email. This is a local music spotlight from an artist known as Midnight Dive. She wrote me and said, "Hi, my name is Cheyenne Sawyer. I'm LA-based African-American singer-songwriter and USC law student." How
very
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
I go by the name Midnight Dive. I would like to submit my new single, The Graduate, for airplay. It is just been released. I wrote this dreamy, melancholy song about my struggles navigating the transition from college to law school and how I lost my friends in the process. It's a really, really cool tune. So let's get into it. It is called The Graduate.
Love it.
And it's Midnight Dive.
Yes.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Into time. was young, I knew everything. She, a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor. Stopping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice. No, can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. My best friend took a week's vacation to forget her. This girl took a week's worth of Valium and slapped, and now he's guilt-stricken, sobbing with his head on the floor. Thinks about her now and how he never really wept, he said. Can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. I won't be held responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely flashbacks. Our hands of all of us. We never talk of our lack in relationships and how we're guilt-stricken, sobbing with our hands on the floor. We fell through the ice when we tried not to slip, we'd say it. Can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. And I won't responsible. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised. For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made
Notice how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
I caught you knocking on my cellar door. I love you, baby. Oh,
sing the song because I love me. I know there's some of you won't understand. Blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. Cause every chunk is like a sitting.
Catch on, that was Eddie Vedder covering a little bit of Neil Young, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
So there's this Neil Young covers album tribute record that's coming out next Friday. It is called Heart of Gold, Volume 1. Nice. So guess what that means?
What?
There's probably a Volume 2 coming out.
No.
A lot of big artists on it, though, like Sharon Van Etten, Chris Pierce. I'm trying to think of all the other people. Oh, I have it right here. Let me give a little list for you. Courtney Barnett, the Lumineers, the Doobie Brothers, Steve Earle, Mumford & Sons, Fiona Apple.
Wow.
I haven't listened to this one yet, but we can. But it's not out yet, so I can't play it on the air. But that's pretty cool. Okay, so we get a ton of music here, and when it's good, I love to play it. And I got an email from a band. They're called Grave Waves, another local music spotlight. And they're a punk alternative band from West L.A., they say their music is loud, fast, and raw, built on heavy guitars, sharp drums, a lot of energy. They released their debut EP last August. They've got some new music coming very soon. They're going to be playing, you just looked this up, the Creek Psych Fest in Santa Clarita on May 17th. Have you ever heard of that? Is that something that happens all the time?
I have not heard of it. I've played things in Santa Clarita. This is like right outside there. It's at the Rivers End Pub and Barbecue.
Ooh.
Sounds delicious,
yeah,
it too.
It sounds fun. Well, let's get into this song. It's called Bender. The band is Grave Waves. It's our local music spotlights on
88.5, the SoCal Sound.
I'm on a bender, don't wanna live forever. Yeah, at the bottom, sing together. Back from hell, but it's a doubleheader. I forgot a checklist, stormy weather. Bender, just live forever. No one wants to know if we can get together. Vulture circle, they use my body better. I can't stop this stormy weather. We'll be right back.
mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick.
Sharon and Shivers. We send that out to your mama, Cassie Friday, her birthday today. We lost her way too soon.
Oh my God, way too soon. Way decades too soon, sadly. Mama, love you so much. Oh my goodness, that song right there was one of the few songs that made her get out of her chair and just dance and put such a huge, blinding smile on her face. It was very beautiful.
They talk about people who light up a room. Your mom, 100% one of those people.
Just one of a kind, truly. Yeah, I know.
Music heals, Jason Friday.
That's right.
All right, we're about to wrap up today's program, Friday on a Friday. Jason joins me every Friday doing this great show. If you miss the show, it does archive on our website, so you can check it out at thesocalsound.org. We've got some big plans tonight.
We do.
First of all, Good Friday, everybody.
Yep.
But we got last-minute tickets for AC/DC at the Rose Bowl. Are we crazy?
Oh, we are crazy.
Anytime I go to the Rose Bowl, I'm just like, am I out of my mind?
I mean, we were out of our mind. The day after we got back from Italy, we saw Coldplay there.
At Rose Bowl. Oh, my gosh. That it was pretty crazy.
Totally nuts.
I have a great old memory of AC/DC. So I used to work at K-Rock in New York, and they came in to guest DJ, and I had to run the board. And I was such a big fan in my teens of AC/DC. And when they came into the studio, it's one of those, oh my gosh, if my younger self could have known this was going to happen, I would have just lost my mind.
Right.
And then at the end of the guest DJ thing, Angus Young just came over and like shook my hand, and he said, "Thank you, miss." And I just,
I'll never forget that. So I've seen them live, but you've never seen AC/DC live.
I never have, yeah.
It's kind of funny that we're going to go from Ed Sheeran into AC/DC. I know. That's public radio, friends.
There you go.
We do what we want.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start Mookie's show off with quite a jam. You're welcome, Mr. Mookie. You guys have a great weekend. Take some time to yourself, and let's let AC/DC take over the radio.
I'm into it.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Until next time,
my pretties.